Hello and welcome to the Rose Pricks Finding Prince Charming podcast. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Watch What Crappens podcast. And I'm here with the gorgeous little Stephanie Wilder Taylor from the For Crying Out Loud podcast. Hello,
already Steph. Funny. You're so dramatic. I love it.
Well, it's Finding Prince Charming. You gotta bring out that drama, girl. I'm gonna sit on a suitcase in the hallway and just be sad until someone comes to get me and prove their love. Because someone broke up with me one time.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have trust issues.
Yeah. I'm too vulnerable. Thank you, everybody who is subscribing.
My walls are down, but I dare you to break my trust. They'll be back up in a heartbeat.
I will build a wall from my heart to Mexico if you do not come chase me on my suitcase. Everybody, thank you so much for subscribing to our premium feeds. We love the support, and we also love recording those bonus episodes. You can find those all at rosepricks.com if you want to sign up today.
Yeah, and there's something there in our bonus content today. There's a little, a reveal, a big reveal about a certain celebrity.
There's a big through the pants reveal. So you'll have to go listen. You'll have to skip right over there and listen. We also talked about eating too much weed candy and meeting some of the guys from Finding Prince Charming, which I did this Sunday at El Abbey, the straightest gay bar in town. And I first saw Robbie through a stripper's legs. It was just a glorious moment. So go listen to that. You can find that at Rose Pricks. If you want all these episodes as they pop up, just subscribe or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Rose Pricks Pod. We post there right when we post the episodes. And thank you for your iTunes reviews and all that good stuff. And there we go, right? Did I say it all?
Yeah.
Go to Facebook. Yes. We talk a lot on Facebook, and it's becoming a really fun page. So go over there.
Yes.
Okay, right. Finding Prince Charming
rides again. All right.
Any so macros? Any macros, Stephanie?
The macros are that the show, I think they're really kind of pushing. They take some of the worst stuff about dating shows, which is just like the stupid dates to send people on. And really, they should just focus more on the drama in the house, because that's the only fun stuff. Because it's here's the thing. This show, especially, even more than regular Bachelor shows, just seems so fake. I don't care who's going to win. I just more care about some of these personalities.
Yes. Any excuse you can have to just have a bunch of gay guys in the house fighting with each other, just do it. I don't care if it's a show about, you know, growing roses in the front yard or like,
right.
I don't know, speed walkers. I'd watch that if it was just a bunch of gay guys fighting.
Yeah. So I liked a lot of there's a lot of fun touches, but the overall show is kind of like, oh my God. Okay. There's five guys left in the house, but I don't care who's going to win, because there are no winners.
Yeah.
On Prince Charming.
Anyone can win a whore. Go on rentboy.com and pay you some $10 or whatever he charges.
Get exactly. Your own hoe.
You want to win a gift certificate for hoe? Here, I'll give you that.
And I do think it's funny, and we found this out by reading Robbie's article, but they are in the house for a really long time, like almost as long as The Bachelor.
Yeah, last week Robbie was like, it's been 84 days, girl.
But I think they were there for like five weeks or something. That is a long time to be stuck at a house without your phone or internet. It is a little weird.
What takes so long? I imagine it takes so long because the producers are moving the tables around in the backyard to make it look like different outdoor sections of restaurants. Like, okay, everybody, go on a break for a day. We have to make this look like a different outdoor restaurant.
Exactly. Exactly.
In Tarzana.
Right.
So we all begin right. This episode. I thought there's no way this can be good, because we ended the episode. I mean, we begin the episode, and instead of, girl, that was a slaughter from Robbie, who's now gone. We love you. Gone, but never forgotten.
Never.
Instead, it's just they walk back in the house. It's like, and right. Now Justin is going to try to be the new Robbie, and it's just hard to watch.
Oh, I know.
I'm
calling him Justine now.
Yeah, I really want to root for the lesbian, because look, it's rare to have a lesbian on a gay dating show, but Justin, I can't. Stop trying to be just Jack.
What happened?
He's like, oh, he's trying so hard and like dancing around and being like, girl, like really loud. I'm like, no, you can't do it.
Especially since he didn't start out that way. There's something so weird about sort of thinking that, well, since Robbie's gone, I'm just going to have to like be me. I'm just going to be me. No, that wasn't your personality before.
Yes. Like before you had us thinking you're like on a bowling league playing, you know, I don't know, like any stereotypical thing you can say, sports fishing. I don't know. But that's what I was thinking of before. You can't just come in and try and be Robbie now. Doesn't work.
Right. I agree. I 100% agree.
So Dylan's still saying really smart things like, it's getting harder and harder, pout. As long as I move them out of the way, I'll make it to the go. It's like, what does that even mean, Dylan?
Oh my God. Use yes. Your words. He's like, the mood is really tense. Oh, okay.
Maybe because you're making it so tense.
Yes, like
people aren't calm when I attack them viciously for no reason.
So weird. I started hating Dylan in this episode. It only somebody like Dylan could make you end up feeling bad for Chad, which happens later.
I couldn't decide. It's almost like the presidential stuff. I'm like, you just keep it up, both of you. Okay. I will be voting for Jill Stein to marry Robert. The way you two are going.
Oh my God, hilarious.
I'm riding in Bernie. Roberto's like, Bernie, will you please accept this die via mail?
And he's like, okay.
Roberto.
Yeah. Yes?
I love the color green. Bernie really... Oh, he wasn't Green Party. Never mind. That's over.
That's Jill.
So the next day...
I hate vaccines. Okay. So the next day, all the guys are outside working out, which is my favorite part of this show.
You cannot say that in this house. I hate vaccines. No, we are looking for vaccines, Bernie lover. I mean, Jill lover. Damn it. Keep trying to talk. I'll just keep over-talking you and making no sense. It's Dylan.
All right, so all the guys are exercising outside, and I know you're going to be with me on this. It was like watching a Richard Simmons workout video, like a current one. One guy is jogging around the yard in like some short shorts, and then Brandon, I had to rewind this one twice, is doing some kind of like a old man on a cruise ship, like, you know, where he's kicking his leg up and touching his foot.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Is that shuffleboard warm-up?
Shuffleboard warm up.
It's like, I will be good at this shuffleboard.
Yeah. The other guys are like doing deal a meal. I don't know what's happening, but it's like old people working out in the backyard.
They probably feel like they're in Tarzana jail. They're like, you cannot leave. They're like, okay, girl, squats, pull ups, push ups, toe touch. Repeat. I like when Justin was like, guys, trying to be Robbie. He's like, oh, girl, fabulous, jumping up and down. He's like, what are we going to do today? And Dylan goes, I think we're going to go on a boat. What? Why would you think that? You're in Tarzana. What gave you that impression?
And why would they keep that in the edit? Like, it didn't even make any sense.
Because it's hilarious. Like, everything Dylan said, I was writing down and laughing. I think it's so serious. Like, I think we're going to go on a boat, pout.
Okay. Yes. My favorite thing, too, is that at this point, I had like a half a page of notes. And I looked up and we were 1 minute into the show. I was like, what is happening?
I do the same thing with this show. I kept writing close up Home Depot lamp outside. And I just kept writing, please do not turn on the flaming, raging, you know, asshole that's on the front of the house. That red dot on the front of the house. Just like, please stop doing this hemorrhoid commercial. It's like, now it's angry. Now it's blue.
Yes, it was blue. Yes, they suddenly got a little bit more money for lighting.
Yeah, it's like the different moods of the butthole. on the front of the house. I kept writing down the stupidest things. So Robert shows up with Lance's eyebrows, and he's wearing this tiny, he's wearing like from the Dillard's.
The pink jacket. I have that exact same note. I'm like, how many sizes too small is that jacket? I think I saw one at H&M.
It's like for tiny Dillard's twinks, you know? And it's, I just wrote down, I don't know what kind of gays you know. They can call that salmon color all they want. Girl, you wearing a pink suede motorcycle jacket.
Oh my God, that was the worst. And it was so small. And it wasn't small, like, fitted. It was too small. Like, looking at one of my 8-year-olds wearing a 5-year-old jacket, it was like the sleeves were riding up. I wanted to pull his sleeves down. I wanted to go, come here. That jacket is too small.
This show is so low rent, and he has to wear different clothes in every scene. So, you know, they're getting their clothes furnished by, like, Jack and Jill or.
Well, except for the fact that Chad is wearing the same pink t-shirt in almost every scene.
Oh, yeah. Those boys, I think, have to show up with their own clothes. But Roberto is the most eligible bachelor in the gay United States of Gamerica. So he has to wear it. It's like all those stupid crop top glitter dresses that JoJo had in The Bachelorette. You know that bitch didn't show up with 80 dresses?
Right. Of course. They have wardrobe stylists. But obviously they couldn't afford a good one.
Yeah, I think it's for on a first season of a reality show, especially on something like Logo, no offense, you have to, you know, get what's free. It's basically like being the little sister getting the hand-me-downs. They're like, who wants to donate clothes? Target won't do it. The H&M won't do it. It's like Jack and Jill or like Pee in the Pod or like they'll take pregnant lady clothes. They don't care. Whatever's free.
Yes, exactly.
Like, do you like my stretchy pants? They're all the rage, boys. But a pink jacket, girl, you were supposed to be the top.
The guys are going to be like, stop trying to make stretchy pants happen. Everyone will just be.
I'm not here to make friends with stretchy pants.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, yeah. So, Justin. Oh, okay. So, makes this comment about Roberto. He's like, ooh, girl. Oh, Robert comes in with his little glasses looking all educated. Just stop it.
That is educated for a hoe. That's how all hoes look smart. They're like, look at my glasses without any real lenses in them. They're like Dwayne Reed glasses. I'm like, you might want to take that Dwayne Reed sticker off the front of your non-prescriptions. Phony. You phony baloney.
So
you
funny.
You phony. You phona bulgana. Damn it.
Well, this is where I was honestly having that, like, okay, this show is ridiculous. Who's really trying to end up with this guy? He's such a fakey whatever. All right.
He would have been gone with that pink jacket. That is not a top, okay? You better get some leather, or at least some pleather. I mean, who does that? So Lance's eyebrows are like, you guys, we're going to play. I'm noticing Lance's voice pattern is like, half like I was in like a semi-hip-hop white guy band. It's like really this annoying like street. I hate when guys who are that white try to like get street.
It's, agreed. Unless they're being ironic.
He's not.
No, I know.
So he's like, you guys, you want to play a little game that I like to call What About Robert? I was like, is this the whore game? Also, What About Bob was about a crazy person. So baby steps.
Very true. That's true.
So they all get little whiteboards, and I just thought, were you out of post-it notes? Like, can this show get any classier? They're like, here, everybody, here's your dollar store whiteboards.
And by the way, speaking as a producer, this was the worst produced segment ever. Like, they start out, they do one question, and then, like, they wrote all these questions, and then they should have just shown them actually asking the question. Like, maybe just do five. And then actually show it. But instead, they sort of go like, hey, we're doing a game that's like this, but you don't need to worry about what happens really during the game. Then we'll just recap it afterwards.
I think they were doing, like, let's ask them 50 questions and try and get one entertaining minute out of it from these boring ass. Like, just Jack's not here anymore. So what do we do?
Yeah. So which is Robert's childhood crush? Is it Jason Priestley, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Luke Perry, or Lance Bass?
Now, this was a shady question because they're basically saying, guys, how old do you think Roberto really is? Okay? Because these are all different times in life, right?
Right, right.
And I wrote, if he writes Jonathan Taylor Thomas, he's a child molester, because you know he ain't 33. I mean, that's some bullshit right there.
Right.
So if he liked Jonathan Taylor Thomas, that means he was like some 40-year-old dude at the time, like jerking off to a teenager. Not cool, Salamander Jacket.
Exactly.
I wrote, if they really wanted something, they should have written, like, who was his childhood crush? Spanky? Alfalfa? What? Who are the, like, Mickey Mouse from the Steamboat Willie cartoon? Michael Landon from Little Alfalfa. House on the Prairie?
So
they're
God.
Basically
Steve Allen.
Steve Allen. He's like, I still can't believe Liberace was gay. So this was a trick question to see.
He doesn't write in. He's like,
or the very first stick figure ever drawn on a cave wall.
Oh my God.
Or Barney Rubble. So this was a trick question to see how old these guys really thought that Roberto is. And they all, except for Justin, and I love that Justin kind of won this contest, not because he actually knew anything, just because he picks the same matches as Roberto would. He's like, right. I have no idea, but girl, mine was JTT. And I'm like, okay, I could see how lesbians would like the guy on the Tool show.
And did everybody call him JTT? Was that his nickname?
I just wrote it down because I refused to write out that stupid name. It's like three first names.
I know, but they both wrote it down that way too. So I was wondering, I'm like, was that on the level? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they both wrote down JTT.
I just called them? I can't write three first names as a full name. It just disgusts me. Maybe they felt the same way.
Yeah, maybe they did.
Maybe it's a gay resistance to people with three first names as their full name.
True.
Like, if you're going to make up a name for yourself, why would you do, like, the three whitest names all put together? Like, was Mike busy?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's hard for my husband because his name is John Taylor.
Oh, sorry.
No, I know.
We're not on speaker right now, right?
No.
Love you, John. Love you, hun. Okay, you keep it up. Hope your middle name isn't, like, Sam.
No, thank God.
So all right, let's see.
So then we have to do what is Roberto's middle name?
Oh, we didn't actually say the end though. His and the real answer, right. Everyone else picked Jason Priestley, and he actually did pick Justin or Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I mean, come on, Roberto. You should be on Megan's list. Go register. That's disgusting. Don't live within 10 feet of a school. Okay? Thanks.
I know, because there is no way that he is a day under 50, right?
There's no way. There is no way. And that's just creepy.
So creepy.
So this was a good question. Robert's middle name? I just wrote Robert. Because he seems like a Roberto. Hello, my name is Roberto Sepulveda. La Cienega, Jr.
But so here's where they already started to just go. They gave us one question and then they somehow were like, okay, this is really boring. Let's just skip to what happened.
Yeah. They're like, Chad's not crying yet. Move it along.
It just shows you, though, how stupid and boring the game was.
Yeah.
Because they moved right along. They did one and then they're like, what's his favorite fragrance? Where does he want to get married?
These are the answers, though.
What's his dad's name?
Oh, my God. So his middle name is nothing. Which
he has no middle name.
I don't know. I know a lot of people don't, but for Robert, I feel like that's a sign. Like, he was too lazy to even come up with that. And Justin was like, well, I left mine blank. Does that count? And he's like, oh, you don't even know me.
No, you don't know me at all. Also, I think now would be a good time to mention the fact that Eric is just getting taking this really hard. He's just like, God, what's wrong with me? Why don't I know any of these answers? He looks suicidal.
But these questions were inane. Like, who would know this after spending 15 minutes in a backyard table with somebody, okay? The questions were like, what's my dad's name? Who knows? What's my favorite fragrance?
Ronnie.
Sandalwood. Say sandalwood?
No.
Who
yeah,
says
that was so
that?
Stupid. But
like
what's
feet.
My dad's name? Robert Sepulveda Jr. That was a trick question.
He said he liked his dad. He didn't say he has the exact same name as me. And then your birthstone.
That's how you get to be a junior.
Oh, yeah. I'm a bimbo like Eric. That's hilarious. Did anybody get that?
Yes.
I'm dumb enough to be on this show. Thankfully, not thin enough. You will all be spared me. Being a guest on the show.
I will forgive you for that. But I mean, honestly, but
that
who would
shit's hilarious.
But I guess in your defense, why would you think they're doing a trick question? They weren't that smart before.
I was just not even thinking. I can't put that much thought into this.
Right, because you're not thinking that they're actually being clever and giving you a trick question.
I'm literally the dumbest. So they move on to your birthstone. Who the hell's going to know your birthstone?
Oh,
even if I
God.
Know your birthday, I don't know every birthstone in the birthday.
That
I mean,
is ridiculous. I wouldn't know anybody's sign. I wouldn't know what a sign is, even if I don't know my own children's astrological sign.
You
That's
don't?
Just stupid.
Oh, my God. Girl, how do you read their horoscopes to them every night? You just read all of them and let them pick one? That's so 2016.
Oh, my God.
Your future can be whatever you want. What sign would you like today? Success, love.
Yeah, I think that's sweet. I don't want to impose an astrological sign on my children. Yes, I let them pick every day what suits them, how they feel.
Good. That's actually really good. You're like,
thank you.
What is your father's name? I don't know.
Yeah.
You're like,
so,
what's your father John's name? They're like, I don't know. So
Justin gets a clean sweep. How the fuck did Justin know what his birthstone is?
Because he's the same sign, which he already knew. Because he said, my fellow Sag. I think that's Sagittarius. Because I wrote, that's funny that your sign even sounds like Vag. Lesbian.
I was saying, my fellow Vag.
Oh, why did I close my computer? I didn't mean to do that.
That's okay. Yeah, I'll take over. Uh-huh. So Eric is getting more and more depressed. And when he gets depressed, I don't think he does his hair. Because it's getting really big. Have you noticed that? Well, also, if they're in the house that long, they haven't been able to get haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
he's starting to look
well,
like
Eric's
he has like,
the
a big
haircut
swirl
guy.
On his head.
Is this Eric you're talking about?
Yes.
But well, he's the only one who does hair. I guess you can't do your own?
Exactly.
Look like Nell.
It really was getting too big.
Yeah, it's they're here too long. And he looks more exhausted than ever. I mean, he always has those kind of dull eyes, but he just looks like, why am I even still standing here? Just put me down. Like, put me to sleep. I need a nap.
It's true. And he looks like he's been crying a lot.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't too hard on him.
It's probably a lot of scents in there. I would imagine everybody has, like, a different Ross Dress for Less fragrance that they're spraying around. Like, your eyes have got to burn in that house.
I hadn't thought of that. I'm so happy you're gay.
So Roberto is so upset that Eric couldn't remember anything about me. And when they were talking about the, I think this was the sandalwood question. He's like, you should have known that. Like, really?
Oh,
did you like the smell of sandalwood?
He's such a narcissist. I can't believe he's pulling that shit.
Yeah,
he's acting like he's genuinely put out that people don't know the answer to these stupid fucking questions.
And he's never said them. I mean, if he said them, they haven't shown it on camera, which I would believe. But his whole conversation with Eric was like, I love my mother and father. And one time I knew someone with AIDS and I've cried very much. So hug me now for my HIV struggle. Person with HIV. It's like, way to turn it around, Roberto.
Oh, God.
So Justin wins this. And
yes.
Then he also gets to pick who goes on which group date. Girl, like, trying too hard.
So he gets, so basically he gets to like sabotage.
Yes.
Is what they're implying. Which is so dumb, again, because who cares? Like, oh, so one of them is they're going to go dancing, and one of them they're going to go do martial arts. Wow.
Yes. Wait,
that's going to be a big sabotage.
Yeah, it's not like Danique is here anymore to send to the salsa place. Like, who are you going to sabotage?
Exactly.
None of these white boys will know how to salsa.
Right.
So he sends the first group date. Wait. Is...
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
what
yeah,
I skip?
No, I just didn't know if they did. Did they do the date first, or did they talk about who was going to do what date?
I put Eric. It looks like I'm not listening really well. And then I don't know why I thought that was so funny. And then butthole window. And then Justin and Eric talking in the bedroom. And Eric's like, "Would you have any suggestions? Like, what should I do?" And Justin's like, "Just be yourself." And then Justin tells us, "Roberto told me to just focus on myself. So I'm going to spice it up for Roberto." It's like, that's not thinking about yourself. It's actually thinking about how to change yourself for somebody else. But okay. Have fun with that. And he's like, "I can still be a friend to people and lift them up. But at the same time, you know, be a bottom for Robert. And like think about myself and how my butt feels. While he's totally using me as a meat papa." You know what I mean? So they show up at this art date. Robert is wearing his stupid jacket still because, you know, budget. And he is wearing a sweater around his neck. And I'm like, oh, geez, you two. You're making it so easy for the gay bashers.
Yep. Wait, I agreed to that before I meant. Yes.
They're like, there they are, guys. There they
yeah,
are.
But they're making it easy for the people to just, for the stereotypers to like, really, with your aviators and your sweater on your neck and at an art gallery?
Yes, and just visually walking down the street downtown, I'm like, oh, girl, them gay bashers aren't going to have any trouble finding who to beat up. You're right exactly. There. It's like the guy in the salmon jacket and the guy with lesbian hair with the sweater tied around his neck.
Right.
I mean, be who you are. Just, you know, less so. As Roberto would say.
Okay. So, yes. So now they stand in front of, but Roberto is like, you know, I'm so very into art. I have the worst like accent for him.
He doesn't even have an accent.
I love the art. I would like to see how much Justine knows about art.
It is very important to me, this art. So they go into the shady gallery.
Because I have told everybody that I am an interior designer.
Oh, God. Is that what he is? No, he's not.
He says.
Ew, I thought he just had that fake crosswalk thing. He's like, I am a person with a charity of a nonprofit.
Well, he says he's an interior designer, too, I guess.
Doubtful.
That's why he said, of course it's doubtful. But that was one of the things of why he, says that he should know. He knows a lot about art.
I design the interiors of buttholes with my penis for money. The best living I've ever made. My penis is my paintbrush. Your throat is my canvas. Let me work.
Oh, God.
So did you notice that they walk into the gallery, and of course they walk in, there's a picture of a gigantic penis, like this, like abstract painting with a dick down to his ankles. And they're like, okay, stand there, girls. Okay, here we go. And they start rolling.
I didn't even see that.
So
good. So angry that I didn't notice that.
So they look at this picture, and Justin's like, I don't know anything about art, but I'm just going to fake it till I make it. And so he starts saying things he's heard on HGTV. He's like, I really like simple, clean lines and black and white lines and also double bathrooms and open space kitchens.
Open concepts. But then they're in front of like a, I can't even really say it was a female form, but it was, you know, like an abstract drawing.
Yeah.
And they're both having the giggles over the fact that, like, I don't know about what, I haven't ever seen a woman's body. Well, you've seen a woman walking down the street. So, I mean, it was so stupid.
Like,
I mean,
what
it's
do
a
I
woman.
Say
I don't
about
know anything
this?
About like... the woman's body. Well, you've seen them. Even if they're dressed, they've walked down the street in front of you. You might have run into one at a restaurant. Maybe somebody asked you what you want to drink.
Maybe it came out of one. I mean, I don't know. He's like, looking at this is like watching
a picture of a vagina.
He's like, this is like watching Scream 6. Terrified. Okay? That's what it is. I'm scared.
But it was so funny. It wasn't even it was a nude. It wasn't anything threatening. It was literally like the like a woman's curves.
And it was, he's like, yeah, I mean, I totally get that, like, she's filled with trash because it was like a woman form, but filled with, it looked like the Staten Island garbage dump barge that you see going around New York City every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, there's some weird drawing of trash inside of her. And I was like, this is like some female hatred from some, like, burdened gay guy someplace. Like,
it's
why is nobody
a woman
seeing this?
Or it's Chris Christie. One or the other.
It's Chris Christie's lunch. So
is this some kind of like a bridge scandal? I don't understand this.
Like, why is this traffic so bad in that lady's body? Who pissed off Christie? So Justin is... Robert, so romantic. Robert is like vanilla. Okay, well, vanilla has some taste.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
He's like, Justin is consistent. Like every time, he is like very consistently okay for a lesbian. But my feelings for the other guys are growing stronger by the day.
Yeah, but also he makes some kind of a comment where he's still angry at Justin for taking care of other people's feelings. He's so fucking aggressive about that. He's like, I have a connection with Justin, but he needs to learn to take care of himself.
Yeah. And Justin's like, okay, if you say that about that, then I agree. And he's like, yes, that's what I mean, Justin.
Justin's like, I'll be less of that.
Thank you.
Do you like me more now?
Do you want me to dye my hair? Do you want me to comb it different? I just want to do this for you, for myself. Yeah. Like, making you happy will make me happy, which means I am doing something for myself.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to be quiet? Do you want a bag over my head? Do you want your finger up my butt? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to clean your house? Do you want me to be the top? I don't care. I'll do anything. What do you want me to do? Tell me. Just tell me what you want. He's like, yes, that's what I mean. There it is, the little fighter. Okay, the way that you can tell, other than the terrible artwork, the terrible street work, and the terrible outdoor sign, that this is an art gallery faking romance in Tarzana. There's a plate of chocolate-covered strawberries. What is this, 1982?
Oh, my. Well, that's how it looked with the whole sweater tied around sweater tied over the shirt. I mean, it was. It was like a scene out of, like, Risky Business or something.
Yes. Chocolate stains business. Your teeth and strawberries make you fart. That is not a romantic snack, okay?
No.
You guys, pass around toothbrush.
And those gay men would never be eating that anyway. They just showed them working out for 45 minutes of the show.
Well, they didn't really show them chewing it. They showed them, like, taking the bite, and they probably spit it all over that poor trash woman.
Probably right.
So they have to, the next exercise is they have to draw each other. So Robert draws a Q-tip with Ellen DeGeneres hair, and then he draws just like a gigantic penis on the whole page. It's like a whole page of dick.
It's wait.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
beautiful
artwork. Yeah.
He's like, I drew this because I love to clean my ears with Q-tips. This is what I think of you. And he's like, yeah, I drew this because you've got a huge cock, which is totally fine. Like, I don't need it unless you want me to need it. Do you want me to need it?
I also hated the fact, though, that everything is like how Roberto is the best at everything. Like, oh, my God, he made this great painting and I didn't understand what the assignment was. And so I just did it wrong. And like, why is... Stop.
He made a triangle like that looked like it was from a totem pole with the sun under it. And
right.
He's like, oh, this triangle is because... You are triangular. You have 3 points that I need to touch in you. And the hair, you are like the sunshine coming down and warming the globe until Hurricane Matthew happens and displaces people. Like, what are you even talking about, ho? That is such a ho. He's like, here's the poetry in this terrible drawing I just made for you.
Yes.
We are nearing an hour. Please put more money in the meter.
And Justine's is just like, this is you with glasses because you're so smart. That's why I just want to do whatever you tell me to do, because you're the smartest. Like, look at your glasses.
He was. He's like, I'm sorry to make you look hotter. I really tried because you're, like, really hot. Loved your glasses, but, like, unfortunately, I didn't do them justice. Justice. That's probably his. Yes. Yes. I was going to say, we finally learned who's furnishing the wardrobes on this show. Justice.
Yes. Okay. So.
Back at the ranch.
Yeah. Oh. But by the way, this is was another note. They don't show, they do this, they drum up like a little bit of drama, and then the date's over.
Yeah.
Like, they never showed how it ended. They don't show, like, them saying goodnight to each other. It's like, well, we had enough money to shoot them at the art gallery, and nothing really happened, so all right. And then it's all aftermath.
Well, they can't just show them not speaking to each other on the subway. Did you know that was, like, the ride home? They're, like, eating fruit roll-ups on the subway, trying to pretend that they're not near each other.
Right. But it's so funny that they have him, basically the last thing he says is, I need to find out if there's chemistry between us, and then the date's over.
Yeah. Well, they can't show a hand job on TV either. But they did take their gigantic drawing pads home.
Right.
So at the house, Chad is like, I've never been on a date with two people before. A bed? Yes. A bathroom stall? Yes. Up to five. Up to five at a time.
A pool room? Yes. A pool room? Obvi.
But a date? Like, does that mean, like, two other people are going to buy me dinner? Or just one? Do I order multiple courses? How does this work? Because I'm not paying for either one of those bitches. So Chad is already pissed because he has to go with Dylan. And he goes, how do I feel about going on a date with Dylan? Ugh.
Yeah, it was a Shannon Bador. Do I want to go on a date with Dylan?
Nope. Nope.
Do I have to? Yep.
So they go to the dance club. Now, this is not a set. I was very proud of them for actually finding places to shoot today that weren't like the backyard. They actually found a place to shoot in. God knows where this place is. I was like, I'm glad the Valley's finding somewhere to shoot.
I was going to say, do you think this is like the Apache in Studio City or one of the Oil Can Harry's?
It's
that
like
place?
Casino Morongo, like the back room. Well, I think it was the same bar that they used for the first scene where Dylan, not Dylan, but Lance met, what's his name?
Roberto. Bones?
Roberto. Except the first time they put disco balls everywhere. And I think this time it was just, you know, the open dance space. It was probably all filmed on the same day, let's be honest.
Well, the lighting was crazy. They tried to make it look like it was a nighttime club.
Yeah, it was like a Mexican restaurant.
But they made it clear that they were shooting during the day.
Yeah, it was like a dance studio. It's weird.
They tried to make look like a bar. So I wasn't as impressed as you.
Well, it wasn't a backyard. You know, okay. Baby steps. What about Bob? What about Roberto? Baby steps. So let's see.
Okay, so
sangria. Yeah.
So it turns out that they're going to be salsa dancing. And they've got some, like, people that are going to teach them how to salsa dance. And what's his name? Dylan is way overconfident about it. He is just gloating. He's like, yeah, hello, I'm a dancer, so I can do every kind of dance. I could do, like, 82,000 different kinds of dances. So, yeah, this is going to be no problem for me.
Chicken dance, anybody? That's right. I saw Pouty. He's like, I've done every ballroom dance you could imagine.
Yeah.
And poor Chad.
Poor Chad. So Chad has to go first.
Oh, God. He was all sweaty and falling all over himself. Like, he's had so much Botox on his face. His sweat glands don't work right. He's sweating out his temple, you know, like one temple and then an ear's dripping. I was like, oh, no, this is not working out for you. Aim your Botox, people. Aim it.
And he's trying to seem like he's not mad about the whole thing. Right, he's trying to act like he's kind of being a good sport, but you can see that he's getting angry. Excuse me.
Don't die.
So, just to be positive that Roberto's not into him, he picks him up. Now, that was one of the most awkward moments ever.
When he picked up Roberto.
And then spun him around, and Roberto's just like, put me down.
You are getting me sweaty.
Yeah.
And then Dylan's like, salsa to me screams sex. It screams chemistry. it screams cilantro. If you don't have those things, you don't have a partner, and you're going to be eating dry chips. So, good point. Good point. So he's like shaking his butt way too much. Like, Chad was terrible, but Dylan was too much. Like, way too much. God,
way too much.
And then Dylan has apparently watched a Bachelor show before. I don't know where the hell Chad has been living his whole life, but Dylan knows what the game is. So he's like, would you like to go have a private talk now, Roberto? And he's like, okay, we have private talk in this busy club. There's nobody. So they go over to like some little makeshift, you know, bench or whatever. And Dylan's like, finally, we have some time alone. Finally get to say what I've wanted to say all this time. So nothing. Like, he has nothing to say.
Well, I loved, as you just brought up, I love the fact that like his whole one-on-one time was about the fact that he doesn't get one-on-one time.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, like it's about time that I got some one-on-one time. Because like I've been thinking a lot about how like I never get any one-on-one time. I mean, that's just not fair. Like, how come I don't get one-on-one time?
And he
like,
tells him, I've never had anyone I could feel comfortable with or tell things to or like do a dip on the dance floor with. I'm just imagining him in like the dance floor trying to dip himself and just falling down. Like, ow, this is everyone else's fault.
He's like, all the other times I've had one-on-one time, well, actually scratch that because I never have one-on-one time. And, like, that's not fair. Like, I think the main thing that I just want to really convey to you is, like, it's just not fair. Like, can you see that? Can you see how unfair this is?
Oh, one-on-one is two, and there's three people here. So that doesn't make any sense.
So he's
like, boo, boo.
Yeah, so he's saying that. So then they start kind of going back and forth. So then they go back to Chad, and he's, like, sulking double time now.
Yeah.
And he's like, of course Dylan takes him off. Like, he always does. I mean, I thought maybe they'd talk for a minute and then call me over to have, like, a sangria, but no.
Yeah, like, they should include me, not disclude me. Like, here I am. I'm left alone on an empty dance floor. There's no one to even jerk off at. Like, I was going to ask a waitress if there was a suitcase that I could get on until somebody came over and said something nice to me, but they don't even have those here. Like, there's not even a waiter here. The sangria tastes like grape jelly. Hate this place. Everybody hates me. They're mean. It's like,
that is exactly what was happening. And it was all building up in his head. It was like this weird paranoid thing. It was like it was like his pot brownie kicked in.
And then, like, it went crazy because he's like, I have trust issues because I caught my ex in the act in a pool room. And they're holding hands. Like, they're holding hands right in front of me. That's a trigger.
Yeah, I'm, like, so triggered right now. Like, I need to get some, like, counseling, like, immediately. Like, why don't they have any counseling for me? Like, I don't understand. I don't even get this at all. I don't even know what's happening right now.
Anybody, there are certain code words that I'm like a robot, and I will either punch you in the face, walk away from you, or just start cursing you out. If you ever use the word triggered with me, and you're not kidding, you're done. I can't with that. I hate that when people are like, trigger warning. Oh, I hate that.
Pretty much worse. It makes me
crazy. It's like, trigger warning, you guys might start sobbing right now because this might be too difficult for you to watch. Oh, shut up with your trigger warning. God. You know we used to live in a world without air conditioning, you fucking pussies?
Oh, my God. Trigger warning.
Trigger. I was triggered.
Really hot in this club. Like, there was no air conditioning. Trigger warning.
Trigger warning. I'm going to shoot my face up with something if somebody doesn't pay attention to me really soon.
So, okay. So Chad is getting bitter and he's drinking. So he starts out having sangria and there's a carafe of sangria. Then they go back and the carafe is like almost empty. So he's seething and drinking. The sangria carafe is going down, 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 down. And that's when he's starting to remember. I had a past boyfriend who cheated on me. And he's still wearing, and he's wearing the pink shirt. Meanwhile, they go back, and Dylan is like, I am having the most important conversation ever.
So, outside.
Like, we are having, our one-on-one time is, like, so important. Like, listen, it's really important to me that we're having this one-on-one time right now, because I don't know if I mentioned this, but I don't get one-on-one time with you. So right now, the fact that we're really sitting and talking about one-on-one time is super important to me.
Okay, Roberto's so like, I was a big proponent against the Common Core math. All this adding sideways. What is that? It's like, do you like the outside? Because I like the outside. We have so much in common.
The topic never changed from the fact that they're talking. They're just talking about the fact that they're talking. They're talking about their one-on-one time. They never changed the topic. He's like, this is so important that we're like sitting here and talking about the fact that we're talking. And then Chad's like, okay, I'm done with this. So Chad makes his big move.
Yeah, that's always Chad. He's like, I'm going to leave. You better chase me because I'm going to leave.
Yeah. So then Dylan is like to camera. He's like, this was really upsetting because I don't know if you guys picked this up on your camera, but this was the best conversation of my entire life.
Like we were one on one together for the first time. I could be falling in love with him. Do you remember how we talked about one on one? That was crazy. And Chad does his typical, like, I am leaving. You guys have ignored me. You have discluded me. So I liked that every time he was saying discluded, they were typing it like it was a foreign language on the bottom of the screen. The logo is like, yes, you heard that right. So he runs off, but not. Okay,
true story. One of my 8-year-old twins, it is the cutest thing. This is my 8-year-old says, I was feeling really discluded today, but she's 8. And I always go, do you mean excluded? Yeah, excluded, discluded, whatever. So my 8-year-old is pretty much the same as Dylan.
That's my diff wife. That's together. My diss wife. It's like ex-wife.
Yeah. Damn it. So RJ Roberto Sepulveda goes after him, and Chad starts crying. This was worse than the worst episode of The Bachelor.
It really was.
You don't see chicks on The Bachelor cry just because the guy has a conversation with someone else. You don't see them just going, I can't take it.
Yes, the whole point is that he's like making out with a whole bunch of people and holding hands with people and having private time, you dope. What do you think he does when he leaves with the other people?
He's such a girl. He's like, what do you feel about me?
Oh, he's such a drama queen, too.
Needy as fuck.
Yeah, because the reality drama queens, like, notice he didn't run out into the streets of Tarzana and just leave. He's like, I'm leaving. And then he went to the hallway to cry, to wait for Robert to chase him while he could still be on camera. So Robert's like, oh, he has the hurted feelings. And look, I can understand. He's frustrated. It's frustrating. I was like, oh my God, please say frustrated one more time. He just kept saying it. He's like, oh, so frustrated, Ring.
Yeah.
Oh, the frustration, darling, of the frustrating ding dong dongs.
But within like 2 seconds, he's like, I know you're frustrated, but come back inside. Okay. Then they just cut to them coming home. What the fuck? Did the camera run out of batteries? How fucking low budget is this? You have the camera still there. You can't shoot like 2 more minutes of footage of him walking back in and how Dylan reacts to him coming back. Like, all right, fine. I'll sit here for a few more minutes. You know why? Because here's what probably happened is that it was very anticlimactic. They were probably about to leave anyway. So he probably walked back in and then they were like, okay, everybody get in the Ubers, go back to the house in Tarzana. Like, it was nothing because
they went back in and they were like, can we have some more sangria? And they were like, your hour's up. Please leave. You did not pay for an all day. We don't even have any more Capri Sun. So just leave. Get out of our Mexican food restaurant.
Because they come home. They talk him back into going back in, but then they never show it. And then they're home and they're mad. So obviously Chad was still mad. So why didn't they show that? That would have been interesting.
I think because they wanted to give more time to Chad and Dylan just going off on each other because that was worth it.
Yeah, it was the best part of the show. It was
so they go home and Dylan is like, you will not believe what Chad did. We had one-on-one time and then it was like one divided by one time. And then it was like just division. Nobody understood it. So Chad goes upstairs and to be a badass, he puts on a hoodie. LOL. But it's like gay hoodie.
He looked like a female, like a mixed martial arts like right before the big fight.
Yeah, he's trying to be street, but it's the gay hoodie. It's like that material that's almost transparent. It's like that cotton that's supposed to look like a really old t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, this is like the gayest like, badass look I've ever seen in my life. Right. So he comes down. He's like, I've got a hoodie. And he's like, maybe I can see some good in Dylan because everybody else seems to like him. So I'm going to go into the kitchen and just have a normal conversation with Dylan. And Dylan starts his whole, how are you? Because Dylan's really good at pretending he's being nice. Don't forget, so Dylan was the one who set Sam off that time, remember?
Yes, yes.
He's like, how are you, Sam? He's like, how dare you try and come at me like this? How dare you trying to ruin me? You're just trying to ruin me. He's like, I'm just saying hello. No, you're not. You're saying leave. Robert hates you. You're fat. He's like, I'm really not. But he is saying something with his eyes.
He's like, you're fake. No, you're fake. You're the fakest faker who ever faked. So
I would never disclude you like that.
Chad's then, drinking, by the way. But yeah, now Chad's he switched to drunk. White wine. So, you know, it's on.
And Dylan's like,
he's like, I've got a glass of fucking Chardonnay in my hand, bitch.
Dylan's like, I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to make friends with you, with her, with that bowl of plastic apples over there, with that box of Franzia. I don't even care. I'm friends with me and one other person. It's one-on-one. One-on-one. And this is the last conversation I'm having. You. So he goes off and Chad's like, you just want to win. Like, this is a big game. And he goes, yeah, it is a game. And he's the prize. And we're in love. I'm going to have his baby.
So Dylan storms off, I guess, to go talk to Brandon about it. And Brandon is doing his daily reflections or reading his big book or working on a tent step.
I'm not bad, doing my nighttime reflection.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to get on the Dylan drama train. Yeah, Dylan comes in, and then suddenly Chad, so then Chad comes in, right? And Chad storms out. Chad's the one who storms out and goes up to talk to Brandon.
No, Dylan is. Dylan's the one on Brandon's bed, and he's like, can you believe this shit? And then Chad comes in, and he's like, get out of my room.
Get the fuck out of my room.
I'm going to bed. Get out of my room. I'm going to bed. Get out of my room. Like, it's like a weird cheer.
I'll be Chad, and you be Dylan.
Okay.
Okay, get out of my room.
I'm not getting out of your room.
I just want you to leave. Just go somewhere else.
Okay, then move me then.
Just take your potato chips and leave.
You take your potato chips and leave. You do it. I'm not leaving.
And then Brandon, guys, I just want to go to sleep. I'm just working on some of my step work right now.
You're unstable. I'm not unstable. You are. You're unstable. You're unstable. Yeah. You are.
Please,
you are.
Please go. And Chad, I'm going to stay here all night.
You have 10 minutes to get out of my room. I'm going to come back and you better be gone. He's like, okay, then I'm staying for 10 minutes and I'm going to wait and just see what you do.
So this is where I was like, okay, now Dylan, I officially, like, Chad is crazy. But Chad was actually on camera the calmer one in this situation. And Dylan is just so hateable. He's just gaslighting him. He's like, no, I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah, he knows how to make a bitch crazy. I mean, this is not the first one he's done it to.
No.
He knows how to make them fucking nuts. And he really did. Chad was nuts to begin with. You know, all he really had to do was shake around the box to hear the silverware jingle all over each other. But still, he did it.
But he could make, but Chad could get violent, and Dylan knows that.
Yes.
And he's banking on it. But he's transparent too.
Oh, Dylan? Look,
with his plan. Yes, Dylan is transparent with his plan. I was really hating Dylan.
I think he's watched a lot of Real Housewives of Atlanta because he's very Kenya Moore, where he's like, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me. And then you hit him and he's like, you hit me. I'm going to get you fired. It's like the same playbook. But, you know,
yes,
a young gay person. It's like when Jimmy Kimmel did the babies doing the Real Housewives.
Yes.
It's like that.
So, okay. So then he says, I'll give you 10 minutes to leave. And he's like, I'm not going to leave. But then Brandon's like, could you please leave? And he goes, okay.
He's like, yeah, okay, I'll leave. So the martial arts date was pretty boring. They go to this little Guido trainer who, I mean, I probably do more than anybody else in the house, except that maybe it's just because he's only on screen for 5 minutes and hasn't pissed me off yet. But I was like, oh my God, they're, you know, somewhat cute in a way in Tarzana. It's like a different kind of person.
Yeah. He's like, use your knuckles. Like, use your first knuckle and your second, like the one closest to your thumb, and like, just punch the shit out of this bag, okay?
Yeah, it was pretty.
And Eric's like, oh my God, I that's like so not me.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to punch anything. Like, that's just so not me. Like, I can't believe he like made me go on this date because like, this is like not who I am.
When really all they did were jumping jacks, squats, and then straddle a dude. Like, I'm sure you've been there. It's fine, okay? So then they have kind of a mirror thing that happened on the first date where Justin's like, no, who's the other person on the date? It's Eric and Brandon.
Yeah.
So Brandon and Robert are talking privately about nothing. Like, literally, Robert's like, I'm really glad that I told you to come outside of your box, and you have come outside of your box. I'm like, what is he, a kitten?
Yeah.
It's like a kitten with his blindness finally licked off by the mom. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, this is Eric. Who he clearly is not attracted to.
Eric is standing off in the gift shop waiting. And he's telling Brandon, like, I told you I needed to see you step it up, and I can see you step it up because here you are acting like you are attracted to me. This is what I need to see. I'm like, you are so shallow.
Oh, God, the worst.
And Eric's, like, looking at his nails in the gift shop. And his talk with Eric was like, I cannot believe you don't know my birth zone and my favorite sandalwood smell. How dare you? And he's like, well, I just forget. Like, I'm kind of like Rose from Golden Girls. If you made her smart, there would be 2B Arthurs. And no one wants to watch that show. Do they? It's like, well, good points.
But we forgot about the part where Eric and Roberto were talking, and Eric's like, I just can't believe I didn't know the answer to the question. I'm just really forgetful. Like really forgetful. Like, it's part of who I am.
He's like, what did I forget again?
This happens first, because then Eric pulls out that stupid little rose.
Not out front of Tarzana boxing.
He's like, I know this is cheesy, and it's so cheesy. It's not even like an actual rose that you would get out from like the rose lady on the street. It's like something he picked.
It's like the little tiny baby rose that's growing off of a big rose. And it's still, you know, still a little bud. And he's like, I know that this is just a little tiny bud of a rose, but I'm hoping that we can do this together. I'm like, you are so stupid and adorable. You can move in tomorrow.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it at all.
I love a dodo bird. He's like, look, let's do this rose together. I'm like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So
please
dumb.
Please marry me. Thanks.
So, yeah. So then they go to the second. So then Brandon gets in the ring. Sorry, I just had to make sure that we were doing the timing right. So then Brandon gets in the ring, and then they talk. Yeah, and it's, I mean, what was your feeling? My feeling was that if between the two, I felt like Roberto's more interested in Brandon, just on a looks basis.
Yes.
I don't think he likes Eric at all. I think he just doesn't want, I think he honestly doesn't want to look like an asshole and kick him off. I think he got turned off by the HIV thing, but now he can't look like a dick, so he has to keep him around.
Robert is really hard to read because he has no emotion on his face. He has no personality. He has nothing to talk about. His family story sounds like stupid, and it's like so boring it has to be true. But he's like, oh, yes, my family, when I grew up, they were a family. I'm like, great story, dude. How are you the lead on this show? Do you have nothing to say? So I can't tell who he really likes. The guys, I can't tell who they really like because they can't possibly like him. Nobody knows anything about him.
Yeah,
I don't know he's got a 10-inch penis yet. Like, nobody knows.
They don't.
So
they don't have internet.
It's hard to follow.
Yeah.
He won't end up with a sober person. There's no way. Because you know that part of making your money as a hoe is being around drunk people. Okay, yeah. That's how they lose their money. So he's not going to be with the sobes.
But who could he even act like he's going to be? He's not going to be with any of them. So don't you think he could end up with Brandon just to say he ended up with somebody and then never see him again?
I mean, possibly. He'd do Brandon. And the bright side of having a sober friend is that you can go home with them without an Uber. Like, you don't have to pay for the Uber bill, but, like, you have a ride home. But Brandon also, like, I think Brandon's really cute and stuff, but he had the sweatiest butthole I've ever seen. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know why they showed that on the TV, but I will never look at him the same. I'm like, have you heard of paper towels? Tampons? I don't know. Whatever it is, you have a sweaty butthole, and it's disturbing.
When did we see his butthole?
When he was, they had them doing something where he had to, when he was straddling Roberto, like, they showed him, like, throw his legs up and squat down, and it's like his legs were in the air, and I was just like, ew, sweaty butthole, gross. But Roberto's okay. Like, I love your sweaty butthole. I was so impressed. My whole body was impressed that your butthole would sweat around me. This is all I'm looking for in man.
I'm so glad that you trusted me enough to let your butthole sweat. And you did not worry about it.
You guys, I hate the word butthole, and I've said it 20 times today. Hate that word. Hate it.
I love that word.
Oh, I hate it. Here's a little flower. Let's do it together. Okay. So my computer's fritzing a little bit, so I can't see the last of my notes.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to wing it during the tie ceremony.
Okay, so I'll help you out here. Okay, so they, again, another date that they just skip the end. I mean, I guess it shouldn't matter at this point, but there's no ending to the date. We don't see if anybody kisses him goodnight, nothing. It's just like, okay, back at the house. Chad's drinking again. And then Chad lets us know, this is the part where Chad lets us, the audience, know that he's just not having it. He's got trust issues, and this guy better prove himself to me.
That was so funny. I think he knew he was going to get kicked off at this point because he's thrown a fit. He just has to know he's gone. So he's like, he needs to prove himself to me because I'm triggered and I've been cheated on and I need a man who's going to like follow me out. I shouldn't have to stop in a hallway and wait for somebody to chase me. I should be able to be in the middle of the street. He should have saved me from an oncoming bus if there was one. How would I even know? Because I wasn't even in the street. I was in a hallway.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's not
so then,
love.
So then Dylan is OTF is just like this smug smile that I want to punch off his face. And he's like, I can't believe Chad's still here. And then black tie. Lance talks to Roberto. And this is a funny part too. He's like, so how did you feel? Like, were you happy that Justine won the game at the beginning and got the one-on-one time? And Roberto's like, actually, I see him a lot. It would have been nice to be with someone else. What the fuck?
He always wins. Are you going to have a hair tip bleaching contest next time? Jesus. How about you just have a softball game next time so he can win again, okay? Jesus. Sometimes you just have to grab them by the pussy. You know what I mean? He was not having it. He's like, what the hell? Get this bleach tip idiot out of my way. And Lance is like, okay then. So
this is the one thing, though, where I like this show much better than The Bachelor, because they would never say that on The Bachelor. They would always be like, yeah, I'm so glad we got to spend some one-on-one time. He's like, yeah, no. He's like, that sucked. I see that bitch all the time.
His teeth are blinding.
Yeah.
So
then he says something about how he kind of likes Brandon. And yeah, then I'm like, oh, he's going to dump Chad. But who could have called the gossip, the drama that was going to happen? So then ceremony, Amityville house, the red eyes. There's a pulse coming from the eyes, the red eyes of the house.
Yes, it's like flaming hemorrhoid pulse.
And then the OTF of the season, okay, was Chad's. He says, If Roberto doesn't give me a tie, I'm going to lose trust in the entire dating process and need therapy. Newsflash, Chad, you already need therapy.
I will never go into a pool house again.
And if Chad gets a tie, I'm going to lose trust in the whole dating process and need therapy. It was the craziest. I loved it.
Also, he was the only one wearing something that totally didn't need a tie. He's like, I'm wearing a casual shirt. from Justice. Like, he was wearing one of those little kid shirts, too. He's like, I'm wearing a tie-dyed shirt with a collar, so I will still look cute when I rip this tie off and wait outside for a bus to come and pick me up from this cheap-ass show.
They don't even have Ubers because they have no budget.
So it comes down to the final two, and it's Dylan, or the final bottom, the bottom two, I guess. I mean,
so to speak.
How do you even pick who's the bottom two? It's like, they all bottoms. Jeez. 16 bottoms don't make a top. While we're talking about math, cast of logos show. So it's the bottom two. It's Dylan and Chad. And I don't know, because Dylan's been crazy too. But then Chad goes up to Rebecca.
Which is why,
like,
it really could have gone either way. If Chad hadn't freaked out, he definitely had a chance.
Yeah, I thought so too. And so he went right up to him and he's like, listen up, Roberto with no middle name. Like, who cares? You stupid. You're a stupid face. Okay? You're stupid in your face. That's where you're dumb. I hate dumb people. You're dumb. And then he sits down on an empty suitcase and he's like, still dumb. Are you chasing me? Chase me.
That right was now. So perfect. That was a perfect, perfect portrayal of him, because that's what he was doing. He was trying to get him to go like, wait, why are you calling me disingenuous? I love you.
And Roberto just stares at him with blank eyes as usual. He's like, damn it. It's like telling off a fish tank. No one's going to talk back. They can't. They're not capable of yelling back at you. They don't even understand what you're saying half the time.
Right.
So he's basically like, you're disingenuous and discluding. And I do not date players. And how dare you kiss somebody else right in front of me when I've been triggered. My boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. And he goes through his thing and Roberto's like, blink, blink. Blink, blink, blink. He's like waiting for the 20 before he talks. And Chad takes off his tie, throws it on the ground. It's like, I'm not in the player, stupid face. Now, I'm taking the suitcase back in. I'm going back up the stairs. I'm going to sit on it. Then I'm going to bring it back down. Then I'm going to roll it awkwardly in front of all of you while you watch.
It's like the gay version of Saw. It's like, this is the torture that I'm going to put you through.
But nobody figures out anything.
You will watch me sulk. Enjoy it. I'm soaking. Yeah.
Nobody ever figures out any of the puzzles ever.
Right.
Oh, man. And that was pretty much it, right? Robert's being big about it. He's like, wait. I wish that Chad had not acted so sadly, because what a wonderful person on the inside. Oh, this personality, the rubber face, the Botox making sweat come out of his nose. Who sweats out of their nose? Quite fascinating. Unfortunately, he is gone.
Yes. Then for a second, I thought he might kick Dylan off. I thought he might be like, well, actually, Dylan, you were supposed to go too. So, bye.
Justice has refused to send me any more Charles jackets. Therefore, it is a quadruple elimination. I will be marrying Lance Bass's eyebrows. Yeah, go home. You losers.
So now there's not going to be an episode next week.
What?
I don't know why.
Well, I know what we can do instead. We can cover the first two episodes of Ben and Lauren are married in someplace in Wataketchee Caputi. Or we could do Marriage Boot Camp with Jaden Tanner, Jaden Tanner, Jaden Tanner, Jaden Tanner. Who are already having a terrible life together.
When does it start? Do you know?
I think Marriage Boot Camp has already started, and Ben and Lauren already started. The first recap went up on Trash Talk TV yesterday.
Oh, well, maybe we could just kind of pick one of those, watch an episode.
I'll do that.
And we could do like a hour long show. I guess, yeah, we could just do a show on whatever. We could make it like almost like a double bonus.
Yeah, let's record one of the Bachelor shows. So it'll be good to keep. I mean, we are a Bachelor podcast.
Yes, let's do it. Okay, that's good. And the scenes from 2 weeks, though, look good, too. Where they go meet Roberto's parents.
Oh, my God. Are they actors? Have they been on soap operas? Do they work in a Target here in L.A. and they're just pretending to be his parents? I don't know. Did they get a percentage of his hodom? Do they know that he was a hoe? I don't know. I can't wait to find out, though.
I can't wait either.
So we will see you then, you guys. Yeah. For the bonus episodes, go over to rosepricks.com. And the Insta and Twitter is at rosepricks_pod. And on Facebook, we're at rosepricks podcast. Just come over there. And you talk to each other and to us. We love you guys.
Love it.
Boy.
Bye.